Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Here we are. Stay warm. It is 9:06, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Today the answer might be brrr. But no, the answer is still yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And, yeah, we are just, holidays are creeping up right there.
Well, doesn't it, because we've been kind of anticipating, you know, with everything going on around the station, it still feels like it's supposed to be 2 weeks away.
Right.
But it's really not.
No.
No.
No. It is, it's going to be here before you know it. Yep. I think this is going to concern a lot of people. The FBI thwarted an anti-ICE pro-Palestinian group accused of planning a New Year's Eve bombing in Los Angeles, or maybe that's bombings plural. You know, did this kind of thing begin to ratchet up a little bit, maybe after October the 7th, when Israel was attacked the way they were by Hamas? Or did it happen when there was retaliation and Hamas had been basically obliterated? Is this really ratcheting up since we took out Iran's nuclear capabilities? And I think that these are all part of the equation, because remember, Iran has been the largest state sponsor of terrorism around the world. I know you've heard that more than several times, but it is true. So is this Iran's way to retaliate? Are they calling on some of these cells? Are they calling on them to act like in Australia? I mean, that was clearly anti-Semitic, attacking people. You know, during a Hanukkah celebration, killing at least 15. What about these other things? Anti-ICE, pro-Palestinian groups planning to blow a bunch of people up on New Year's? The subject self-identified as members of a radical offshoot of the Turtle Island Liberation Front, an extremist group motivated by pro-Palestinian, anti-law enforcement, anti-government ideology. They were allegedly planning coordinated IED bombing attacks on New Year's Eve, targeting five separate locations across Los Angeles.
Mm. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, no, I don't want to imagine. The four suspects were charged with conspiracy and possession of a destructive device. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi also addressed the alleged plot, stating that the group also planned to target ICE agents and vehicles, and this was an incredible effort by our U.S. attorney offices and the FBI, etc. Per the Fox article, Turtle Island is an indigenous name referring to North America. Turtle Island. I wasn't familiar with that terminology, but apparently in that world, That's what it means. Because when I first heard this, you know, Turtle Island, I was like, you know, it doesn't sound frightening at all. You'd think you'd want something that's a little bit scarier if you're a terrorist group, but I guess they're scary nonetheless, right? Yeah, an offshoot of the Turtle Island Liberation Front, TILF. Video footage shows a leftist claiming the original tribes on the Americas calling it by that name because a map of America looked like a turtle. She then claimed that Native Americans called it Turtle Island, saying it was America's decolonized name. These are those people that use those terms, Zionist, colonists, things like that. They have a different kind of verbiage that they apply, but it's similar. All the radicals have these kind of similar ways of speaking, especially about America, the Western world, capitalism, and things like that. And they're sick, dangerous people.
Well, and what is the expectation? Are you going to give everything back to whoever it's ever been owned by, which is many? And then what? Then who's in charge? And what world are you now living in if we do that? What's the end game, I guess, really? What's the expectation?
Well, the only end game that it can be is just to wreak havoc, just to create trouble. Because what end game could there possibly be?
Right.
You shoot at a bunch of people that are probably Jewish on a beach in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think that hear this story around the world are going to go, maybe I shouldn't be so for the Jews?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or do you think more right. the opposite would probably occur? Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? I mean, the Jews are really being picked on like they were leading up to World War II. This is not a joke anymore. This is not a game. Mm-hmm. There's just way too much evidence. There's just way too much of it going on around the world, not isolated.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you can't. Yeah. What is their end game? I don't know. I think that it's wreaking havoc and wreaking terror for terror's sake. I mean, think about it, like the Palestinians and Hamas.
Right.
I mean, they say the river to the sea, which means they want to obliterate Israel.
Right.
Well, okay. And yeah, and that's going to happen when? I mean, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they doing? Just killing innocent people, terrorizing around the world. But does it help them to get any closer to their goal? Not that I can see.
Yeah.
And just think, you radicalize someone, and you got them kind of brainwashed, you got them thinking your way, but then they actually see somebody that's like a victim, a totally innocent human being victimized by their terrorism. I would think that a lot of them would turn away and say, no, this is not what I signed up for. But I guess it's all part of the brainwashing. You know, how necessary it is to do these awful things because it's for the cause or something crazy like that. I don't know. But remember the judge that kind of helped the illegal alien, like out the back door?
Oh, yes, yeah, snuck out. Yeah.
ICE is coming. Go this way. Milwaukee Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan was indicted by a grand jury in May for helping an illegal alien escape from U.S. Customs Enforcement. And so the federal trial for that judge is now underway. She's accused of discovering that ICE agents were searching for illegal alien Eduardo Flores Ruiz inside a Milwaukee courthouse. She then reportedly helped him escape ICE by spiriting him out through the judge's private hallway.
Unreal.
That nobody else is supposed to be in that hallway for good reason. You know what I mean? That's for the protection of the judge. So you pushed him through the private hallway where he re-entered the public elevators while ICE officials were searching for him in the courtroom. The FBI later arrested Judge Dugan and charged her with obstruction for helping Flores Ruiz escape custody. As the trial begins, Assistant U.S. Attorney Keith Alexander criticized Judge Dugan's actions and insisted that the judicial robe that the defendant wore in the public hallway that morning did not put her above the law.
Oh, so, they love that, because the left love that phrase, you know? Oh, nobody's above the law. Well, they want to go after Donald Trump, but they don't mind trying to, you know, break the law.
Imagine you're helping this illegal escape, and then he goes on to carry out some kind of heinous crime against maybe somebody that the judge was actually close to or knew.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you still feel the same way?
Well, fortunately, he got deported anyway, and now she's in trouble.
Yep. Deportation may create some of its own issues. I'll explain all about that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. It is 9:15, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, happy, happy day, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Jobs might go unfilled. It has to do with migrants. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, this came out from Fox News recently. Brown University offered a soft target to the psycho killer who opened fire during a weekend study session. That, according to a criminal profiler who cited unsecured doors, limited cameras, and the fact that the gunman remained at large Monday. The unidentified gunman barged into a lecture hall at the campus in Providence around 4 p.m. Saturday, killing two students and injuring nine more. College was a soft target. Doors open, no security, according to John Kelly, a criminal profiler and the president of Stalk Incorporated. The killer was familiar with the area, enraged, probably at the college or engineering program. Organized, dressed for the occasion, and very comfortable with a semi-automatic. Authorities have said there were few security cameras in two of the buildings there where the shooting took place. The FBI released surveillance video showing a person of interest wearing dark clothes at an intersection to the northeast of the crime scene. He remained at large Monday afternoon after police questioned but released someone else in connection with the incident. They don't know if he's 500 miles away or five doors down on the street, Kelly told Fox News. But we do know that he's a psycho killer and mass shooter. If they don't get him, there is a lot of fear for people living there, and there will be a lot more scared kids returning to campus. Police and federal agents were seen canvassing a wider area, including the neighborhood surrounding their baseball stadium there, about five blocks to the northeast. And, yeah, I mean, they're doing everything. They're climbing through dumpsters and looking for any kind of evidence. And the two victims who died were identified as Ella Cook, 19-year-old from Alabama, and Mohammed Aziz Amuzarkov, originally from Uzbekistan, but a naturalized U.S. citizen from Virginia. So that's what a profiler says about what's going on there. Again, I have to say, you know, why were there unlocked doors? Why was it easy access? Why was it such a soft target? It was just recently we had a couple of other college shootings, right? Was it Virginia Tech that was fairly recent? Yeah. So, I mean, these things, unfortunately, are happening. And I think they need to be far more proactive, especially when you have $7 billion in endowment that you could utilize for the safety of your students who pay a substantial amount of money for your tuition. This story, the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, is complaining that if President Donald Trump deports Haitian migrants, whose temporary protected status will soon end, jobs will go unfilled. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security announced that the TPS will end for tens of thousands of Haitian migrants come February of 26, leaving them with no legal status to remain in the U.S. DHS officials are urging Haitians on TPS to self-deport before they're arrested by immigration. DeWine, in an interview with a local Ohio media, complained that DHS is potentially deporting Haitian migrants, particularly from Springfield, Ohio, where the Haitian population has exploded, will open American jobs. Some of the economic progress that Springfield has made would go away. Well, why would it go away? Why wouldn't the jobs be filled by Americans?
Sounds like a little manipulative perspective there, doesn't it? I mean,
well, you might have to pay maybe a slightly higher wage. You have to be proactive and attract this workforce. But, I mean, that's what businesses have to do everywhere all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Breitbart News reported last year a combination of TPS for Haitians, President Joe Biden's mass migration agenda, and record levels of illegal immigration added anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 Haitian migrants to Springfield's resident population. Yeah, so I guess some of the jobs are related to sustaining the population, but much of the population may be going away. You follow me? So I'm not sure that the governor is connecting all the dots maybe properly or correctly. Yeah. Again, there are Americans available to do some of these jobs, but yeah, you might have to pay a more reasonable wage. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has revealed that President Joe Biden's mass migration agenda at the U.S.-Mexican border welcomed about 18,000 known or suspected terrorists to the U.S. in just 4 years. 18,000.
Wow.
I remember we were doing some simple math based on the amount of people that were coming across the border. And I was like, Yeah, even if like half of 1% turn out to be bad people, that's going to end up being a massive amount of people. So yeah, this number would unfortunately ring true. 18,000 known or suspected terrorists. 18,000. From a law enforcement standpoint, how exactly do you handle that?
That's like a small town.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
The report was detailed to Congress by National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent, identified thousands of known or suspected terrorists living in American communities whom the Biden administration released into the United States interior thanks to its border policies. The number one threat that we have right now, in my view, he said, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years of the Biden open borders.
Yep.
What we have identified is alarming. And I want to share that with you today. Kent told that to Congress, actually, last week. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country. I mean, isn't that's not a form of treason? I mean, letting known enemies of the state?
What else? I don't know what else you call it. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Think of some upbeat, positive thoughts and share those with us. That's coming up in a little bit. More headlines, information on the way on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome. 9:37 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the president maybe didn't handle the Rob Reiner thing perfectly. It it is Trump, and he could have utilized a little bit more grace. But don't kid yourself. Rob Reiner did have Trump derangement syndrome, and he very much hated the president. He very much tried to pin the Russian hoax on him. He even was part of a nonprofit to try to blame Trump for ties to Russia, which, of course, were completely false.
Right.
He tried to blame Trump for the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yep.
Remember that? Claiming that the violent assault on Paul Pelosi and the attempt to murder Speaker Pelosi was related to Trump questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election, that it was stolen. And so, look, there was no love lost between them. However, we do, as a general rule, we don't speak necessarily ill of the dead, especially after such a heinous way in which he was killed, probably by his own son. Mm-hmm. The president could have handled it better. And I am a big fan of the president's, and I think that he is doing a tremendous job in many, many areas. And I'm happy with that. Could he have handled that particular thing better? Yes. But it could have went the other way, too. If he was too, you know, nice, so to speak, then that wouldn't sound genuine, which right. I think would be even worse. So, mm-hmm. look, he told people how he felt about it. And most of the time, most people under those conditions would hold a little something back. I mean, and he basically said, I'm not a fan, of his. He could have said he's clearly not a fan of mine. He had Trump derangement syndrome. He basically kind of laid that out. But, you know, he could have finished with, you know, but look, at the end of the day, I wouldn't wish that kind of death on anyone. And that's a terrible tragedy. Could have left it there. But It's the president. He's going to do what he wants, and if that's the worst thing he does, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get by, okay? There'll be those that make hay and try to make a big deal about it. The View already is going crazy
of course.
On it. But, yeah, what's new for them? So, yeah, if you think The View will talk about the Clintons and testimony that has to do with Epstein and that the House is actually, you know, threatening them with contempt if they don't come in and answer questions. They said they would release written statements. They'd give written statements, but that's as far as the Clintons want to go.
But isn't that kind of arrogant? You're being basically subpoenaed for something. We'll send you a note.
They know how it works, they can play that game. And even if they, you know, do get them for contempt of Congress, that doesn't seem to have a lot of teeth to it, especially if you're out of government now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, on a much lighter note, and I consider it much lighter, guess who's running for the presidency for the Democrats? Run, Kamala, run.
She's back.
Yes, she is. Word salad and all. Cackle. The cackling word salad.
But here's the question. Will they find somebody who can work with her?
As far as VP?
Yes.
I
mean as in her public image of not giving us word salads and cackling. I wouldn't want the job. I'm just saying you think they will. They know it. They know how she comes
James
off.
James Carville would be the guy.
Whew. Boy, talking about a tough
you just
coach.
Get him out there just cussing up a storm,
and
they'll forget about all the stupid things that Kamala said. You could use that technique. Distraction technique.
I like
because, it. Let's face it, if she does get the nomination, can you scrape any lower the bowl than Tim Walz?
Oh.
You know, Mr. Knucklehead himself?
Well, it was... You know, I love memes. The most perfect meme, seriously, was the one that showed Obama, and he's saying... Who can I get that is the most stupid possible option for VP? And then there's Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden says, who is the person I can get as the most possible stupid person for VP? And there's Kamala. And then Kamala says, who's the most stupid person I can find as a possible option for VP? I mean, seriously.
And I don't know that that is a a great way to go about business. Say, I got to make sure I pick somebody a little dumber than myself.
So I look good.
Exactly. Yeah. I get the idea behind it. That certainly doesn't build strength within your party, though, does it? Don't you want somebody like a J.D. Vance who can hold his own in any pretty much any format and speak intelligently on just about any subject that he's faced with? And should the need arise, he could take over immediately and be the president if need be. I feel a lot more secure with that than Kamala waiting in the wings for Joe.
Well, but look at Joe and Kamala. When Joe was basically out of the loop, we didn't even get Kamala. We got the auto pen.
Well, and that's the thing. She didn't utilize her 4 years effectively at all. I said this earlier. You know, once he pinned that, you're the border czar on her.
Oh.
I mean, that pretty much did her in. Now, she could have overcame that. She could have worked very, very hard in other areas, but it didn't appear that she did that.
Well, how did they handle it? They said, oh, we never said she was the drug czar.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the borders are.
Yeah, the borders are. Yeah, I said drugs. The borders are. That was their response.
She started out trying to have some command. Remember, she went down to like Guatemala and some of those countries and tried to find out the root cause.
Yes.
But the root cause was NGOs all over the world telling everybody that Biden's going to open up the gates, and he did. I mean, that was the root cause, and she knew that. But she was at least kind of playing along and trying to appear to be maybe somewhat effective, I guess. But then she kind of gave up on that, you know? She kind of said, what's the use? It seemed like.
And I kind of don't blame her.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Harris has announced many more stops on her tour to promote her 107 Days, her book, the story of her short presidential campaign last year. And she's going to go to a lot of historically kind of black areas, maybe to prepare for a primary, the primary state of South Carolina, for instance, in Detroit, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Montgomery, Alabama, and maybe kind of solidify what they're already seeing as numbers where she does fairly well. I mean, I don't know what you compare it to, but fairly well amongst African Americans. She does well.
But which is kind of amazing because she tries to play off on kind of whatever, you know, her heritage is that day. I mean, so she's always played that game.
Yeah, she has. And she's not first or last on the on the left side of the aisle that will do that. Trump has signed an order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction, something that I thought that we had already done, but I guess that's not the case. But he did it via executive order Monday, classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. He was doing it during the signing of the Mexican Border Defense Medal presentation in the Oval Office. And he said, I'm taking one more step to protect Americans from the scourge of deadly fentanyl flooding into our country. And he has been very proactive in that. He claims that he is even getting some response and help from China.
What?
They send the precursor ingredients to Mexico. At least that's how they've been doing business. And he claims that they're working together to bring down if China wanted to stop those precursor chemicals from leaving the nation, how long do you think it would really take them if they were serious?
Immediately, pretty much. Yeah.
And all they'd have to do is say stop sending this, stop making this, and who would go against them?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You would be
it'd be bad.
You'd be disappeared.
Yes.
Yeah. Some good news, though. Trump believes that the Russia-Ukraine talks to end the war are closer now than ever, and that even though things are, you know, moving slowly, they're still moving. And he seemed to be positive when he referred to these talks. So definitely hoping that that is the case. More good news. President Trump announcing.
Yeah.
Don Jr. engaged to his girlfriend, Bettina Anderson.
Nice.
Yep. And, of course, you know, he was married before and, you know, had the divorce and all that. And then he was with Kimberly Guilfoyle. And I guess that relationship kind of ran its course for whatever reasons.
Yeah, but you know, Bob, you were such a distraction to, you know.
Well, I didn't respond to Kimberly and her, you know, stalking me. I'm like, look, you know, I think you're attractive and funny.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, but, you know, my dance card is full
at
the moment.
Right.
But, no, seriously, Don Jr. Is engaged to Bettina Anderson. I don't know a lot about her. I just know that she is a model. And her dad apparently was quite the entrepreneur, Harry Loy Anderson. And her mom was big into philanthropy. And this guy, her dad, was the youngest president of a bank, of a national bank. He was 26 years old when he was head of the Worth Avenue National Bank. That's pretty big. And they have a great track record of helping out you know, with philanthropy throughout Palm Beach County and expanding beyond that. So, congratulations, Don Jr. And, boy, we haven't talked to him in a while.
No, yes, it has been a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe maybe the midterms. They'll they'll send some of the, you know, the stars.
Big, the big guns.
Yeah,
right.
Our way. We would certainly appreciate that. And speaking of stars, we may be losing one. It looks like it's definitely going to happen that DJ Lagway, the quarterback for the Gators, looks like he is going to transfer. He is going to hit the portal. Apparently, his meeting with the new head coach, John Sumrall, didn't go well in his mind, in DJ Lagway's mind. Of course, a lot of this is all based on, you know, friends of friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think where they say that he's going to enter the portal, that appears to be absolutely the case. So we'll have to go from there. And we will. And we will say go Gators. 9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to call in with things that make you smile. Upbeat Positive Thoughts brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat Positive Thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. And I'm going to kick things off.
What
right
you got
now.
There, Bob?
I went to physical therapy yesterday for the first time since injuring my knee and destroying my my medial meniscus, and I'm sure other parts as well. But, yeah, I went to PT yesterday. Shout out to the Lake Area physical therapy folks. They have helped to rejuvenate me, other parts of my body in the past,
wow.
You know, shoulders, arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm back. I'm like a regular, I guess.
As opposed to an irregular, yeah.
But, getting back on that healing path, and that makes me smile.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you, Greg.
That's all
nice
good.
Of you.
That's all good.
Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A female doctor mysteriously found dead, possibly naked, inside a freezer at a Dollar Tree store in Miami. Yeah, she was apparently found in the back room in a walk-in freezer cooler located in the stock room. She's been identified, 32-year-old Dr. Helen Sanchez. And they no foul play is suspected. And that's what they said after looking at surveillance footage. Wow. So what in the world happened? There's one thing this case appears to be lacking. A smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. Stay warm. See ya.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.